أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. واذكر عبادنا إبراهيم وإسحاق ويعقوب أولي الأيدي والأبصار إنا أخلصناهم بخالصة ذكر الدار وإنهم عندنا لمن المصطفين الأخيار. واذكر إسماعيل واليسع وذا الكفل وكل من الأخيار. هذا ذكر وإن للمتقين لحسن مآب. جنات عدن مفتحة لهم الأبواب. متكئين فيها يدعون فيها بفاكهة كثيرة وشراب. وعندهم قاصرات الطرف أتراب. هذا ما توعدون ليوم الحساب. إن هذا لرزقنا ما له من نفاد. هذا وإن للطاغين لشر مآب. جهنم يصلونها فبئس المهاد. هذا فليذوقوا حميم وغساق. وآخر من شكله أزواج. هذا فوج مقتحم معكم لا مرحبا بهم إنهم صالوا النار. قالوا بل أنتم لا مرحبا بكم أنتم قدمتموه لنا فبئس القرار. قالوا ربنا من قدم لنا هذا فزده عذابا ضعفا في النار. And also mention our servants Ibrahim, Ishaq, Yaqub alayhim salam, people of might and vision. We had selected them for a special purpose, and that was the remembrance of the hereafter, and in our presence they were the selected excellent servants, people of might and people of sight. What it refers to, that they used their might and their sight for the service of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that they can be true servants of Allah ta'ala, and that they may serve the deen of Allah ta'ala. So this is the true service or true and the right use of intelligence and the right use of sight. Our might and our sight is used for the service of Allah ta'ala, to see that we are doing the right, and we also use these faculties to encourage others towards the right, whether it is our might and strength, whether it is our sight and intelligence, both employed for this use. Then we also understand that when Allah Ta'ala selects someone, then He chooses him, He uses him only for the remembrance of the hereafter. So thereafter, from that point onwards, the dunya and all what it has to offer doesn't interest him. His interest is totally different from the normal person. And also speak about Ismail, Al-Yasa and Dhal-Kifl alayhim salam. All of them were from amongst the excellent servants of Allah Ta'ala. This being done, and for the righteous is a wonderful return, a wonderful abode, gardens of eternity, whose doors will be ever wide open, reclining therein and calling for abundant fruit and delicious drinks. Besides them will be chaste women, restraining their glances of equal age to add to their enjoyment and happiness. They will be of equal age for better compatibility and understanding, and modesty of the highest level, restraining their glances just to their husbands and announcing to the husbands that we haven't seen anything as good as yourselves. هَذَا مَا تُوَعَدُونَ لِيَوْمِ الْحِسَابِ. These are the promises that are made to you for the day of account. And إِنَّ هَذَا لَرِزْقُنَا. These are our bounties. which will never end, which will never fail. This being done, and for the sinners is a terrible end, an evil end, Jahannam, they will enter therein, and what a terrible bit to be lying upon. This, فَلْيَذُوقُوا حَمِيمٌ, and they shall taste boiling hot fluid, and the dirty, filthy washings of pus, and other similar punishments, varieties of similar pain and suffering. هَذَا فَوْجٌ مُقْتَحِمٌ مَعْكُمْ, and then the leaders of evil, when they'll be thrown into Jahannam, then as groups will be coming into Jahannam to join them up, so they will say, هَذَا فَوْجٌ مُقْتَحِمٌ مَعْكُمْ, this is another group that is rushing with you, and no welcome to them. They are coming in, joining in, and suffering with you, so they are not bringing any good for you in any way. They are also going to be entering the Jahannam. So the following will say to the leaders, rather, you aren't welcome here. You are a nuisance here. أَنْتُمْ قَدَّمْتُمُوهُ لَنَا, you have brought this to us. And what an evil, what a miserable place to be in. Then will the people of Jahannam say, our Rabb, whoever brought this to us, then double his punishment in the fire. It is the habit of evil that one wants to shift the blame onto the other. When there is any problem and any consequence, then each one wants to shift the blame on the other, not realizing that the system of Allah Ta'ala requires that every person be responsible of his own wrong. This individual responsibility, you have committed the wrong, so you bear the consequence. If you did good, then you will be rewarded. But if you did wrong, then you cannot shift the blame onto any other person that he was the catalyst in me doing the wrong. Rather, individually, you have to bear the consequences of the wrong. Then the Jahannamis will ask Allah Ta'ala, مَا لَنَا لَا نَرَى رِجَالًا, why is it that we do not see men whom used to count amongst the evil? Did we take them up in ridicule, and really they were not like that? When we saw them in the earth, we used to throw ridicule at them and see them with contempt, look down upon them. And so did we look at them with ridicule, and really they were Jannatis? Or is it that they are somewhere in Jahannam and our eyes have swerved, we fail to see them? So, إِنَّ ذَٰلِكَ لَحَقٌ تَخَاصُمُ أَهْلِ النَّارِ, this is a fact, it is the truth, the disputing of the people of Jahannam.